Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Madison. Thank you so much for tuning in to 123 Carmen today. Today's episode is titled, 12 Carmen. We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors. PodBot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant, or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good. But it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-thru cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. I mean natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast. LGR5 reportedly promotes epithelial, mesenchymal transition through WNTB, catenin signaling, and Carmen et al. 8 have shown that it promotes cell proliferation through this signaling. She, 10, also explained that LGRG5 plays an important role in the breakdown of matrix metalloproteinase 2 and has shown its involvement in the development of colorectal cancer cells and other types of colorectal cancer. Chow and Al, 30, have reported that CD133 colorectal cancer cells have an improved ability to interact with neighboring fibroblasts, suggesting they are more invasive than CD133 cells. In lung and pancreatic cancer, CD133 expression has been shown to be associated with vasculogenesis and to be an important factor in the development of colorectal cancer cells and other cancers. Saigusa and others, 28, examined LGR5 expression and showed a correlation between patient prognosis by observing correlations between clinical pathological factors and prognosis in CRC patients treated with preoperative therapy. LGRG5 levels in patients with lung cancer and those treated in a preoperative cohort. Kawamoto et al., 25, rated CD133 printout and described that post-cohort was associated with DFS, while prognosis was not associated. They also described how CSCs were relatively elevated in CRC patients despite being resistant to CRT, compared to non-CRCs, 28. We investigated the expression of LGR5 levels in patients with low rectal cancer who were treated in a preoperative cohort with serial incisions and in patients who were treated with postoperative cohort. In addition, the co-expression of LGR5 and CD133 was significantly correlated with the nodal metastatic stage (TNM) and the number of nodes in the TNM stage. LGRG5 expression was associated with vascular invasion, with CD133 expression, and was embedded in nodes with metastases in the TNM stage Fig. 2, although no correlation between clinically pathological factors and prognosis was observed in CRC patients treated with preoperative therapy. Saigusa et al. Investigated LGR5 expression and showed a correlation in patients' prognosis. Cohort treated pre- and postoperative CRTs and evaluated the effects of using surgically resected samples for CRT, as it is difficult to obtain very small biopsy samples before. Cohort Kawamoto et al. Evaluated the CD133 expression and described that receiving post-cohort was associated with DFS, while the prognosis was not associated. They also described how CSCs were relatively elevated in patients receiving preoperative hemoradiotherapy, despite being resistant to CRT compared to non-CRCs. CRTs treated pre- and postoperative CRTs and evaluated the effects of cohort on cancer progression in CRC patients. Although not as effective as standard therapy, it is still accepted as standard therapy in the treatment of CRC. Previous studies have shown that preoperative cohort reduced locoregional recurrence after surgery. However, some patients showed a different response to CRT, while some cases showed little or no response. Although the clinical significance of CORT response is not yet fully understood, several reports have described it as an important predictor of clinical outcomes, including tumor recurrence and patient survival. Autocrine CCL5 signals promote NF-KB-mediated MMP9 upregulation in human breast cancer and tumor cells. Induced hemoradiotherapy treats human breast cancer and tumor cells with tumor-specific MMP9 upregulation. CCL5-mediated expression of cancer stem cells, related markers in human cancer cells, a systematic review, R. Spondin-regulated WNT and beta, catenin signaling in human embryonic stem cells and human breast cancer cells, a systematic review, G. Proteins coupled to receptors, a systematic overview of the role of the R. Spondin and beta catenin signals in human embryonic stem cells, quality of life is linked to health, a systematic review and meta-analysis of studies on the role of G. protein in human health and disease, quality of life is linked to health, a systematic review and meta-analysis of studies on the role of G-protein in human health and disease. Quality of life is linked to health, an analysis and review of the evidence for and against the link between G-proteins and health. This has been 123 Carmen, Episode 1. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.